The last poem I read is again based on a painting by Luca Signorelli. The painting is in the cathedral in Orvieto, and it's the painting of the resurrection of the body, and in it the spirits, the souls are coming down like little angels, I guess, from the upper regions, and the bones are making their way up back through the soil, and on the line where the two merge, they're sort of fleshing again into people, and then the people, there's crowds of people, and they're doing things. Luca Signorelli wasn't a great painter. This is probably his only really interesting painting, but he was technically very, very, the first really proficient master at depicting the human body, and that's because he was one of those people who was one of the very first practitioners of human vivisection, or studied the anatomy very literally. And Michelangelo learned a great deal from him, but of course brought passion to the enterprise, and so his work is of different order. But I'm standing in the cathedral here quite helplessly looking at this painting and trying to make some sense of it. At Luca Signorelli's resurrection of the body, see how they hurry to enter their bodies, these spirits. Is it better, flesh, that they should hurry so? From above, the green-winged angels blare down trumpets and light. But they don't care. They hurry to congregate. They hurry into speech until it's a marketplace. It is humanity. But still we wonder in the chancel of the dark cathedral, is it better back? The artist has tried to make it so. Each tendon they press to re-enter is perfect. But is it perfection thereafter, pulling themselves up through the soil into the weightedness, the color, into the eye of the painter? Outside, it is 1500. All round the cathedral, streets hurry to open through the wild silver grasses. The men and women on the cathedral wall do not know how, having come this far, to stop their hurrying. They amble off in groups, in couples. Soon some are clothed. There is distance. There is perspective. Standing below them in the church in Orvieto, how can we tell them to be stern and brazen and slow, that there is no entrance, only entering? They keep on arriving, wanting names, wanting happiness. In his studio, Luca Signorelli, in the name of God and science and the believable, broke into the body studying arrival. But the wall of the flesh opens endlessly, its vanishing point so deep and receding we have yet to find it, to have it stop us. So he cut deeper, graduating slowly from the symbolic to the beautiful. How far is true? When his one son died violently, he had the body brought to him and laid it on the drawing table and stood at a certain distance, awaiting the best possible light, the best depth of day. Then with beauty and care and technique and judgment, cut into shadow, cut into bone and sinew and every pocket in which the cold light pooled. It took him days, that deep caress, cutting, unfastening, until his mind could climb into the open flesh and mend itself.